It's a big number that's making headlines in New York, but local advocates for immigrants say the flow of unaccompanied minors to Long Island is being taken in stride. Published reports show that Long Island leads the state for the number of unaccompanied children arriving in 2014. Marianne Slutsky with Long Island Wind says it is a newsworthy number, but also little surprise.
Long Island is the fifth largest Central American community in the U.S., so it's no surprise that these children would be coming here to reunite with family members who are already living on Long Island.
Slutsky says these new young arrivals all will face administrative hearings to determine if they will be able to remain in the U.S. She adds they represent a tiny fraction, less than 1%, of all children on Long Island. Among those keeping watch over the legal process for these young refugees is Daniel Altshuler with Make the Road New York.
We're a country that prides itself on how it takes care of its children. It's critical that every child who arrives on Long Island is treated with compassion and also receives the protection of his or her due process rights.
As parents get ready to send their kids back to school, Slutsky says even the addition of 2,000 new immigrants will hardly create a blip on the radar.
Most communities will hardly notice. It's not going to be, you know, huge amounts of children registering for school in September because they'll be scattered all over Nassau and Suffolk County.
Advocates say the long-term solution requires Congress taking action on immigration reform. President Obama is expected to take some immigration-related executive action this fall, but is not expected to cover unaccompanied minors. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.